Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Scott Presler down to 357, right? Or is it that's a number I saw you holding up today on Twitter?
Yes, so those numbers are accurate as of today. I mean, it's kind of like a ritual that every Monday, you know, we're refreshing the Pennsylvania voter registration data page, just anxiously awaiting. And to give people context, again, why this is so important, Bucks County, Philadelphia, suburban county, voted for Hillary Clinton, voted for Joe Biden. 4 years ago, in June of 2020, there were 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And as of today, that number is down to 357. That is a political earthquake in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And this is being the same kind of thing is happening statewide.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, so Luzerne County, that's in northeast Pennsylvania, that number at the beginning of the year was 4,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And now it is just under 2,000 at 1,937. So I believe even by November of this year, we may also flip Luzerne County. Last year, we flipped Beaver County. And where Penn State University is, the biggest campus, that number is hovering around 1,200. You know, so to anybody that's saying, oh, the youth are supporting, you know, Joe Biden's unaffordable policies and Joe Biden's wars and Joe Biden's open border at the southern border, I'm just finding the opposite is true. And young people, I think, are trending to the right in a very big way.
Scott, without a doubt. Now, I saw you, too, in the wake of the debate and in the wake of the debacle with the Bidens over the weekend and today's immunity decision, saying, though, that now is the time to push forward even harder, pedal to the metal. It's winnable. You ought to be inspired. It's there. But you're the ultimate guy seizing on that to have people want to be out there and working. Just the people that were part of your entourage that we had at Mulligan's, those two guys and others that you have that have volunteered. It's my wife told me. The one guy came up, hey, I know you're Dom's wife, but are you registered to vote? Right away, right into it.
I love that. I love that. Well, and, you know, I want people to know I'm not just asking you guys to go and register voters and write postcards and knock on doors and make phone calls, but I am right there side by side with you leading the charge. And the reason why I sound a little hoarse and I'm so gosh darn tired is, I mean, I just spent this entire weekend at the Big Butler, Big Butler Fair in Butler County, Pennsylvania, which is just on the line of Allegheny County. And let me tell you, Dom, in the last 3 days, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. In the last 3 days, we registered over 81 voters in just the time that I was there at the Butler Fair. And the majority of these people are young, or the majority of these people, here's the fascinating thing, these are first-time voters. And I mean, I'm not talking, no offense to spring chickens. These are people that have been on our earth for quite some time, and they have never, ever voted. But they realize that our country is going to heck. They realize that they can't afford anything. They realize that if we don't elect Donald Trump this November, we're not going to have a future. We're going to be a great experiment that ended around the same time that every other great civilization did. And so I think it's really inspiring people. And the kicker was Friday was the first day of the fear. It was the day after the debate. And let me tell you, people were on fire. Everyone had watched the debate. They watched that Donald Trump was poised, professional, and dare I say presidential. And they saw that Joe Biden, even after 12 minutes in to the debacle of his performance, I posted on X, I said, this is over. 12 minutes in, it's done. Joe Biden is cooked.
Yeah, absolutely. That's precisely, Scott, when it happened. And Scott, just maybe a spinoff, too, of what you directly do. NBC News National, very worried because in places like Pennsylvania, they say, the GOP has been successful in recruiting poll monitors from suburban areas to monitor the vote in Democratic cities. And they mentioned several of the swing states where you have been. And I want people to know that this is happening. This isn't made up. That's the ultimate, to get people to also come and monitor the polls on Election Day.
Well, I'll get to that in one moment, but I want people to really be encouraged. I mean, I have been doing this for a decade, and, you know, usually it's a lot of hand-holding. Usually I got to call Dom Giordano, and I got to make sure that you know where you're going, and I have to confirm with you. And let me tell you, even just yesterday, while I was at the Big Butler Fair, you had Nicole Freed, who, by the way, is a mom of 15. She's a mom of 15, and she still has time to volunteer. And if she can volunteer, and her husband, Jamie,
get the kids out there,
anybody
yeah.
can volunteer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So they were at Jake's Farmers Market in Berks County, Pennsylvania, while my great buddy Caleb Landis and Sam Feely, they were registering voters at a fireworks festival up in the Erie Crawford area. And yes, this election ultimately is going to come down to a select few swing counties and a select few swing states. So you got Clark County, which is Las Vegas, Nevada. You got Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, Arizona. You got Milwaukee, of course, where the RNC convention is going to be held, and I will be there in 2 weeks' time. You have Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. You got Philly, of course, which is also in Pennsylvania. And then you have some kind of second-tier states, like, you know, Virginia is in play. And so you have Fairfax County, Loudoun County. Then you've got, you know, perhaps even Minnesota, and that's the Twin Cities, the St. Paul area. So to anyone that goes, Scott or Dom, my vote doesn't count, my vote doesn't matter, it's the big cities that control everything, I say no, now more than ever. Oh my gosh, if you live in one of those big cities that I just mentioned, we need you now literally more than ever to register voters. And I'll tell you one last thing. Remember, Butler, where the fair is just north of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, the majority of young people that we registered to vote that are coming out for Donald Trump are all from Pittsburgh, are all from Allegheny. And I'm telling you, I think there is a realignment happening all over the country.
Well, you're on the front of it, the tip of the spear, Scott. And what do people do to get involved with Scott Presler and to do some of this work in ways that they can be helpful?
Well, I really need your help, guys. Look, we're 357 voters from Flipping Bucks County. And I want to be able to post on social media for Laura Trump, the RNC co-chair, to see heading into the RNC convention in Milwaukee that we have flipped Bucks County from blue to red. You can download my application, Early Vote Action, that you can make phone calls, send text messages, write postcards from the comfort of your home, or if you're local. If you're in New Jersey and you want to, you know, cross the border into Pennsylvania to help Bucks County, we have door knocking available. And also, I would be remiss to say, if you are not able to help in those ways, but you're able to help financially, we really need your financial support. We need your resources. You can contribute now, today, at earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvote, V-O-T-E, action.com. And your financial support would be greatly appreciated.
Scott, thank you. Onward and upward. Thank you, Scott Presler.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.